Aloha and welcome. This is Mystery, Mystics, and Metaphysics. I am your host, psychic intuitive Geraldine St. Joseph. Today, we are going to be talking about the chakra system, specifically about the gemstones that go along with the chakra system and that can be helpful with keeping a healthy chakra system. So I promise to answer several different questions. The first thing we're going to talk about is why would you want to use gemstones or crystals when you're working with the chakra system? Well, there are several really good reasons to do that. Whether you're working on your own system or someone else's, stones can help you to identify where there are blocks. They can help you remove these blocks. They can help you support different parts of the chakra system and different things these energies are supposed to do for us or can do for us when they're healthy. Gemstones are something that's easy to utilize and it's easy to see. You can see my collection right there. We have all those going on. And it's something that you don't even have to think about. You can just bless them, clear them, carry them with you. Once you program them to help assist with your chakra system, they will do what they need to do. Different stones are even better than others for dealing with the chakra systems, and that will be what we cover last. Those are our calcites, because the calcite, no matter what color it is, no matter where it is placed on the body, it will automatically align the entire system. So it'll make sure everything is aligned and in balance just by placing it on the body. So it's a very powerful stone. And you don't have to make sure that you have every color of your chakra system, even though calcite does come in just about every color of the chakra system. White, black, red, pink, blue, orange, yellow, red, and so on. So we'll talk about those specifically a little bit later. Another question is, how do we take care of our stones and how do we prepare them to work with? So when we're selecting stones, whether you're selecting stones for yourself or someone else, it's always best, in my opinion, that you actually go someplace or you do things so that you can actually feel the stone. You want to actually touch it and talk to it. That's not always possible, especially when we go through periods of time where there are shortages or there's lockdowns. If you do not have that ability, then make sure that wherever you're getting your stones from is a place that is reputable and that the people there know what they're looking at, what they're feeling, and that the stones are blessed of negative energy or cleared of negative energy. A lot of places online, especially when you're dealing with different metaphysical places or distributors who understand the metaphysical nature of stones, they will often send a piece of selenite in with the stones. Selenite is one of those stones or one of those minerals that actually has a very high vibration. It's angelic in nature, and it is naturally cleansing to everything around it. So if you're ordering stones and you see that the person puts in a free piece of selenite, you know that they have an idea and an understanding of the stones as being actually having their own spiritual energy. Speaking of selenite, this is a stone that you never, ever, 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 ever want to put in the water or leave outside. It does dissolve. So if you want to create an elixir out of it, if you want it in your bathtub and you want to take a bath in the selenite, they do sell different powders and whatnot where it's contained within. I am not a doctor, so I'm not going to say that this is safe for everyone. I would say I would rather have the selenite near me in the bathtub, but not in the water. So oftentimes if I want the vibration of selenite, I will have it like up a little bit away from me, but in my area so that it's within 6 feet of me and I'm taking part in the vibration of the selenite. It's a beautiful stone. It's often used as a lamp and things like that. So see how you could see through it. It's very pretty. I don't know how to do that. So see, it just glows. They're beautiful. The selenite lamps are really beautiful. So I do have a very strong lamp right here so that you can see the stones well. Once you get your stones, one of the first things you want to look at is it a soft stone or is it a harder stone? So if it is a type of quartz is fairly hard. It's good. You're fine with quartz. You could put it in water. You could bury it in the dirt. You could leave it in the rain. It can be in the sun, all these things. It's very sturdy. It can deal with these things. Then you have other stones that are softer that you don't want to do that with, such as we have here a little piece of sodalite. And sodalite actually gets its name. This is an amalgam stone. There are several different stones within it. One of the things that's within it is actually salt. It's a layer of salt. So the white lines you see in it will tend to wear away. And if you put this in water and you leave it in water, it can disintegrate. Not the whole stone, the blue part will remain, but the white parts in it will start to deteriorate. So you don't want to do that. You can spritz it, but you don't want to like leave it immersed in water because it will leave you. Another way that I like to cleanse my stones and my area is by using rose water. Now this is from Five Below. It's really nice. I was shocked at how nice this is, but it smells really beautiful. And what I do in order to cleanse the stones sometimes is if I don't have time to go through all of them, I'll just spritz them. I spritz myself because I love rose water. So rose is one of the highest vibrations on the planet right now, and it will clear negativity from whatever it touches. So it's really good for that. I feel really sorry for you if you are allergic to rose. That's a bummer. There are other things that you can use. Rose for me is the most effective that I've found. Then we talk about the chakra system. What is a chakra system? Your chakra system is your internal electrical grid, your internal energy grid. What we're going to be discussing here today is your core chakra system. So there are seven core chakras. You have minor chakras and major chakras. You also have chakras that are outside the body. We're only talking about the chakras that are inside the body. The reason why seven is your number for your core chakra system. Seven is the number of harmony. So seven is the number of everything working properly. And you have chakras in your body that are very physical and chakras that are emotional and then chakras that are spiritual. And we will go through that as we look at all the stones. I also want to let everyone know that on Saturday, I am teaching a chakra class at Seven Stones and Heart Space in Media, Pennsylvania, and online. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me or look in the information below. So let's start. So our first chakra is called our base chakra or our root chakra. It is right between our sitting bones, and that is how we connect to the earth. I do teach a class where we talk about the expanded chakra system. We talk about our Gaia point and the points leading there. But for today's class, we're talking about the root or the base chakra system, base chakra only. The color of that chakra is red. It's a brilliant, beautiful, vibrant red. So the stones that we're going to be working with that chakra tend to be red. They're not all red, but they tend to be red. They can also be your darker colors, like your blacks. It could also be like a smoky quartz or a carbon quartz. All of those stones help support the root chakra. The root chakra is about security. It's about foundation. It's about having your needs met. It is the most physical of all the chakras. And then as we go up, the chakras become more integrated with the emotional and the spiritual. So the root chakra really enjoys different stones like black tourmaline. Black tourmaline is not just a good grounding stone, but it's also very protective. It helps clear out EMF, which is electromagnetic frequencies, which we are bombarded with all the time, being around computers and cell phones and everything else. The air around us is so humming with electricity, and it does affect our physical system. So having something like tourmaline will help you combat the ill effects of that. Another stone, I don't know if you could see that. It's really beautiful. There's a lot going on in this stone. And basically, this is called neumite. And this is a good, very protective stone also. And this stone can be used for multiple chakras. It is used primarily for the base chakra, neumite, N-U-U-M-I-T-E, neumite. It can be used for the base chakra. It can be also used for the third eye because it helps with our intuition. And we will talk about that when we see it again. And so the next one, this is hematite. Hematite looks like metal, feels like metal, it's cold like metal, and it is sturdy like metal. With hematite and with most of your stones, you don't want to put them in salt or leave them in salt water. You can spritz them with salt water, or you can immerse them in salt water and take them out quickly, and then you want to wash them with clear water and then dry them to make sure that the salt does not pock the outside of the stone. The salt will eat most stones. There are very few stones that are hard enough that salt, like sitting in salt, is not going to affect them in a negative way. So hematite is a great stone because this is also very protective. It's very grounding. It helps us to relax into ourselves and become more secure. I love hematite because you can see the reflective surface. If you remember, because the surface is reflective, it helps things to bounce off you. So if negativity is coming towards you, it helps not push it away, but bounce it off of you. It goes right back to where it came from. Then we have our quartz. This is cherry quartz. And cherry quartz is very beautiful. And with the red, now quartz is another stone. You can use clear quartz. Do I have it here? You could use masculine quartz or feminine quartz. And you could program that for any chakra or any place on the body. You could use it for a myriad of things. So masculine quartz is more direct. The energy is more straightforward. It's more projective. The feminine quartz is more soothing and healing, but you can use either for a number of different things. They can be programmed to do almost anything, clear quartz. I do a whole video just on that. So someone asked about black moonstone, and I actually had one, but I decided not to bring it in. I should know better. But black moonstone, yes, is very good for the root chakra. It can be used in other areas as well, but the black moonstone is very healing and very supportive of the root. Then we also have red obsidian, and we have red jasper. And these stones are very, very soothing. Like if you become attuned to energy and you can feel the different energy of these stones, These stones tend to be more soothing and it pulls you down into your body. They're very physical. Okay. And then, so that's the root. And the root is at the base of the spine. Some people say chakras are straight up and down. They're along the spine. The way I see them is like they're kind of in the center of the body, and there's an intake and an outtake. So energy flows through, and also that they spin. So sometimes they'll be more open or more closed. Sometimes they're expending more energy or taking in more energy, depending on what they're doing and what kind of health that they're in. But I don't want to get too far into that right now because we're just doing the gemstones. Your second chakra is called the sacral chakra. Some people in some traditions, they put the chakras with different organs of the body. So they're not like straight up and down. They're, you know, like it's actually over the heart. It's actually over the liver. It's actually over the uterus or different things like this. So however is easiest for you to think about them, that's fine. What's important is the energy that they contain and what that energy and good flow feels like. So your second chakra is called your sacral chakra, and that is orange, a beautiful, bright orange. And my favorite stone for the sacral is carnelian. Now, carnelian, as you can see, is an agate and it's layered. And it can go from, this is one of the best agates I've ever owned. So you can see at the bottom, it's almost black. It's so dark brown. And it goes into an orange and almost a yellow. And the same as here, you could see the yellow part and the orange and then the dark brown. So carnelian, you can actually use for the root or sacral. I like using it for the sacral chakra. Why, you say? Well, carnelian, one of its main components is that it helps you focus. Carnelian is used to gently move through emotions so that you can heal and then you can focus on creation and you can focus on what it is you're trying to create. Carnelian is a very useful stone in for when you're working or if you're taking tests or you're trying to learn. Carnelian will help you with all that. It's very powerful and it doesn't really matter. It's whatever you are most attracted to. Yes, it doesn't really matter what color it is. It's the vibration of the stone itself. So the vibration of carnelian for the most part is good for this, the root, the sacral, and actually the solar plexus, which we will get to in a moment. I'm gonna knock things down. So I have this, which is a very beautiful array of different carnelian. You could see all the different colors and how varied they are. And then this is more gemstone quality carnelian. Usually you'll see more on the reddish side or very orange as the gemstone quality. So that's carnelian. Other than carnelian, another good one is amber. Now, amber is often orange, but it can also be. I don't think so. Someone gave it to me. I'm not sure what it is. That's why I'm not wearing it. Someone just asked me if that was a belt. That's what I was answering. So this is amber, and any shade of amber will do. Most amber is a beautiful orangey color. This is more of a green, and then it goes into a darker shade. So amber is a wonderful stone for the sacral chakra because it is one of the stones that helps support abundance. It helps support really tapping into your ancestry and being able to create from that space, creating something new out of something old. So those stones are very good for that. I also like to use, this is rutilated quartz, and you see the beautiful little gold hairs there. That's rutile. And there's golden rutile, there's black rutile, there's red rutile. So I love to tell this story. The mythology behind rutile is that when God created the earth and the angels were all busy doing things, right as he made it solid, he told them all to, you know, all right, I'm going to do it. And as he started making it solid, not all the angels got away quite enough. And that the reason why rutile and rutilated quartz, there's also rutilated amethyst, which is a type of quartz, as well as other stones. The reason why it has such a high vibration is because it's believed to be angels' wings. So that's kind of cool. So that also high vibration, it's about creation. It's about bringing things together, taking things from the spiritual and the mental and bringing it down into the physical. That's what the sacral chakra is all about. It's about creation. Then we go to your solar plexus. So for me, the stone that I use most for my solar plexus is this golden calcite. And as I said, we will go into calcite later, but I love this golden calcite. I put it right on my solar plexus and it allows me to feel its energy really enhance everything that I'm doing. And we'll get to the calcite a little bit later. That's one of my favorites though. So this is citrine. This is a heated citrine. So the color is not the same as natural citrine, but what it does is the same. So this isn't heated to the point where it kills it. It's just heated to enhance. It's not irradiated. You don't want to get anything that is irradiated, because even though the colors are vibrant, it looks beautiful, they are not good to work with energetically because they are made sick. It's basically like working with food that's spoiled. So you don't want to do anything that's been like a mystic stone, which is, those are cracked. They are heated to the point where they just destroy the whole matrix of the stone, or anything that's irradiated, because irradiated stones will spit that back out at you. That is not healthy. That's not something that you want. Citrine is a form of quartz. It is called the merchant stone. It is one of the highest vibratory stones that there is, along with things like amethyst. It will clear all negativity from the area within a 6-foot radius of the stone. Doesn't have to be a big stone. It could be a stone that's this big. I like this. So you'll see I have several different sizes and types of citrine. Oh, of course not in that one. So, oh, here's another one. I love this. Isn't that beautiful? So when we're doing the solar plexus, the color of the solar plexus is yellow, a beautiful bright yellow. I like the idea of the gold of citrine. You could also use yellow calcite. You can also use tiger's eye. Now, tiger's eye is really a strong stone. This is a Merkaba. That is the shape. And the Merkaba is an energy transport, we'll call it. So what the Merkaba does is it is supposed to be a way to move through the different dimensions. And it is basically a pyramid inside a pyramid, and they spin. So it's part of sacred geometry. But what we're talking about here is the tiger's eye. Now, this is called golden tiger's eye. There is red tiger's eye, and there is also blue tiger's eye, which I have here. Let's see if you could see the, can you see a little bit the eye in it? So you could use any tiger's eye, the red or the gold is best. The red tiger's eye can also be used for the root or the sacral. Like I said, most of these stones can be placed in several different areas. The thing is to kind of go into it and consider where it feels best. Where does it feel most supportive? I have two more stones for the sac, the solar plexus. So the solar plexus is also the area on the body that is where your self-esteem is. When you need to really support your self-esteem, it's good to carry some of these stones. Strong self-esteem is really good. The tiger's eye is really good for that because it gives you self-reflection and it helps you see where your strengths are as well as how to bolster your weaknesses. Another stone, let's see, I'm gonna have to put this underneath the light. Oh, I'm hitting the wrong button. All right, so this stone, you see how you could see through it? That's amazing. Look at that. Look at this stone. It's so awesome. Look at that. I had no idea that this was see-through until today. I didn't realize it's a really dark, smoky quartz. So smoky quartz is good for the solar plexus. It is protective. It helps one to see past the darkness. It helps one to elevate their vision. And then we have, this is called goldstone. So this has little flecks in it. I don't know if you could see it that well, but it has little flecks in it of gold. It's pyrite. It's little flecks of pyrite. So it looks like gold. And what goldstone does is, again, it like bolsters your self-esteem. It helps you see your power and it helps you sit in your power and feel it so that you can accomplish more than you would otherwise. So it all depends on what you want to accomplish and how you're feeling. What are you most drawn to? Because the most important thing whenever you're working with gemstones is that you're working with what feels right. It doesn't matter what somebody else told you. You may not like carnelian. You might think carnelian is, bleh. You don't like the feel of it. You don't like the look at it. There's always something else that you can work with. You need to figure out what your vibration is and what works best for you. Don't let somebody else tell you what works best for you because nobody knows. They can guess, they can get a vibe for it, but you're the one who needs to do the work to figure out what your vibration is most in affinity with. Now we go to the heart chakra, which is one of the most misunderstood yet most talked about chakras. The heart chakra is actually two colors working together. So it looks like a yin-yang symbol, you know? And it is a hot pink and a brilliant green, a very vibrant green. So the stones that are best associated with the heart chakra are rose quartz, which is the pink quartz, very, very common, not very expensive. It comes in all shapes and sizes, all different colors. It's beautiful, soothing stone. It is definitely a feminine quartz. And the second most is aventurine. So aventurine is a very beautiful stone. It has very nice qualities to it. It comes in these gorgeous green colors. There's also peach aventurine, blue aventurine. So there's different colors. For the heart chakra, I would recommend the green aventurine. So that is A-V-E-N. T-U-R-I-N-E, I think, aventurine. So, or aventurine, some people pronounce it. I have a unique way of saying things, just so you know. Be forewarned. So this stone also is good for self-esteem. It's good for self-love. Pink helps you love others. It gives you compassion. When you go into the deeper chakra system, there is a compassion point which has its own color. But right now, we'll stick with, instead of doing the whole heart complex, just the main heart chakra. So that's center of the chest, and it is pink and green, and it works together. There are stones with both pink and green in them, like watermelon tourmaline. Watermelon tourmaline is gorgeous. It's really beautiful, even if you have the raw tourmaline. Let me see if I have it in here. I might not. I have so many stones, it's utterly ridiculous how many stones I have, just because I have been collecting stones my entire life. And I do give them to people. I give like almost my whole collection away, and then I come back and build a whole new collection. So that's not good. All right. So I don't have that one, but I do have this. This is a beautiful stone. This is a moonstone. And it's really hard to see like the sparkle and the, let's see, like all the detail in these stones. They're so beautiful. And moonstone helps us to become more in touch with who we are. It helps us to see further. It helps us to go deep inside a situation. Moonstone is very beneficial on a lot of levels and in so many ways. So I'm going to put this away before I start playing with it, and then we won't get anywhere. Okay, so that's the heart chakra. Another thing you could use for the heart is fluorite. And fluorite also comes in a variety of colors. This is rainbow fluorite, which means it has multiple colors in it. This has clear fluorite, purple, a little bit of blue, and green in it. You probably can't tell all the different colors in it, but it has several of them. This also is rainbow fluorite, again, one of my favorite stones. Fluorite is an excellent healing stone, also. If you've ever heard of Edgar Cayce, green fluorite is part of the Cayce Cures, so you may want to look that up. It's an excellent stone to assist in healing, to help support the body and the energetic system in healing. It's also a nice, sturdy stone. I'm not sure what the hardness is on the Mohs scale, but it doesn't easily disintegrate. And it is more along the lines of a it's a slightly softer than quartz. So it can deal with a lot. All right. So if you are looking for change and you want change in your life and transformation, and it's coming from the heart, your heart is leading you somewhere and you're trying to figure out where that is, this is malachite. Malachite is excellent for that. When you're purchasing malachite, if there is black in the malachite, or if it's very delineated, like natural malachite will be kind of swirly. Unnatural malachite has black, and there it's usually pretty delineated, the lines. Whereas natural malachite does not have black. It has really dark green, so it might be hard to see online, but it is like this is a really dark green as opposed to a black strip. And that's how you know you're dealing with real malachite versus manufactured malachite. Now, malachite is one of the three stones of Egypt, and it has very transformative powers. Do not mess with malachite unless you are ready for major changes. It's not a good stone to wear or have around you if you just think it's pretty and you're happy with the way your life is, because it's about transformation. Working with the heart opens up energetic systems. It helps us see people differently, and it helps us love and be loved. So the heart chakra being in balance is even more so than most of your other chakras, because you're dealing with more. You got red, orange, yellow, and now you have two colors that need to stay in balance in order for the chakra to work properly, as opposed to just one color. I know on a lot of chakra systems, and when they show you chakras, they only show you the green. And that's the way some people like to do it. It's more simple, but it is green and pink. So you need to remember that. Part of it is flowing out, part of it is flowing in. It's about loving others, but also loving yourself. It's about giving love. It's about receiving love. So it's more complicated than some of the other chakras. From the heart, which is your emotional center, we go up to the throat. The throat is a beautiful royal blue, and it's about your expression. Some people say it's how you speak, which I don't want to say words, but your expression might be music, might be singing, could be dancing, it could be art. So it's about your expression, your authentic and true expression. It's much more than just your words. It's much more than just being an orator or not being able to speak. It's about not being able to present in the world. So this is something that that we need to really make sure is open, because this is how we present in the world. This is who we are. Okay. So when we talk about our throat, one of my favorite is called sodalite. Now, sodalite, and let me see. Sodalite, and this is, it's called denim lapis. It's an inferior form of lapis, but sodalite is a part of lapis lazuli, but lapis lazuli has extra ingredients. So its vibration is a little different. Okay. But they look alike, and you need to be careful because people will try to sell one for the other. This is sodalite here. It's a beautiful chips of sodalite. Now, sodalite will disintegrate in water. You don't want to leave it in water. You don't want to put it in salt. You don't want to do any of those things, because it will disintegrate with moisture. You don't want to leave it in any place that's too full of moisture, because it can't deal with it. What sodalite does, besides open the throat chakra, is sodalite helps you ascertain how you really feel. I'm going to say that again. Sodalite helps you figure out how you truly feel about a situation, about a person, about yourself, about a decision, whatever it is that you're looking into. Sodalite will help you with that. Sodalite is best on the throat or somewhere around the throat chakra, although you could wear it like as a bracelet or however you want it near you. But sodalite is a very powerful stone in that way. People don't give it as much respect as they do lapis lazuli for a few reasons. Lapis lazuli is a lot more expensive, and it has pyrite in it, and it is more about intuition and protection and things like that. But sodalite is often like this beautiful deep blue, and it has white streaks through it oftentimes. Sometimes the white is barely visible. Sometimes there's a lot of white. The white is the sodium of the sodalite. So that is a very powerful stone. And remember, your stones don't need to be big. They don't need to be fancy. They don't need to be gorgeous in order for them to have the vibration that you need for them to work. Okay. So that's one. Then we have celestite. And this beautiful blue stone is very, very, very fragile. This is one of the softer stones. It's probably one of the softest stones that I've worked with. I don't like taking it anywhere because it will crumble. It very easily lets loose and just crumbles. So you have to be very, very careful when you're using this type of stone. This is best utilized on an altar or someplace where it's going to be left out where you can see it and pick it up and work on it and then put it away. But you don't want other stones in with it. It scratches easily. You don't want anything hitting it because it will break. I mean, we're talking powder. So these are very, very soft. You have to be very, very careful with it. Two more stones for the throat, okay? This is blue lace agate. And blue lace agate is a nice soothing stone. And blue lace agate helps us to be calm. It helps one to recover, especially from an argument or anything like that. So blue lace agate is very nice for the throat because it gives you, if you're anxious about doing something, about expressing yourself, about talking to somebody, about going out and dancing or whatever it is, however you're expressing, blue lace agate will help to soothe your nerves and calm your nerves so that you can be articulate or do whatever it is that you need to do in such a way that it's more conducive to you getting done what you need to get done. Blue lace agate. I mean, this is a beautiful piece because it's big. Then I mentioned this before. This is blue tourmaline. So tourmaline comes in a number of colors. We saw the black tourmaline. There's also pink tourmaline, which could be used for the heart. There's watermelon tourmaline, which is this pink, and green tourmaline, which I don't think I have any green over here with me. Tourmaline is a very nice high vibration stone, but one of the things that tourmaline does is it's very uplifting. Tourmaline helps one to feel strong and empowered. With blue tourmaline, what it does is it helps you sort out what's really going on in your head, what's really happening with your emotions. Blue tourmaline is a stone of clarity. When you're in a situation where you're breaking up with somebody or you're thinking about breaking up with somebody, the two stones you want with you are blue tourmaline and sodalite. Sodalite helps you really discern how you're feeling so that you can be realistic with yourself. And if things have been happening that you really should not have allowed to happen, that brings it to the forefront. And blue tourmaline gives you the strength to work with that and to move forward. Okay. So that's a really pretty steel blue kind of color. And just so you guys can see. So that's the throat. Now we're going to get into the spiritual chakras. So the two spiritual chakras in the physical, or part of the physical, is your third eye, which most people know the third eye is right there. It's in between the brows. And then you have the crown, which is right here at the top of your head. Most religions at some point have the top of the head covered, or they have people in like crowns with this being open to symbolize the energy of the crown. So I don't know if the word crown, which one came first, but it has always interested me. So we're going to do the third eye first. And as I had said, really good for the third eye is sodalite. When you pick up sodalite, make sure it's going to be really hard to show on here. I don't know if you could see it, but there's a line of the pyrite where you could see the sparkles. You should be able to see the gold. And if it's in your hand, scratch it. If the gold comes off, that is not, I just said sodalite, didn't I? I did not mean sodalite. I meant lapis. That is not lapis lazuli. Lapis, it's ingrained in the stone. So you're not going to be able to scratch off any of the gold. Some people try to fool you by having sodalite and then adding sparkles to it, like literal sparkles. And then they sell it at a much higher cost. It has a slightly different vibration. It's used differently. So you want to make sure you're getting what you pay for. And you want to make sure that that gold is in the stone and not just on the surface that can be scratched away. So what is the third eye for? So the third eye is the first of the spiritual chakras. It is indigo, which is a very deep purpley blue. It's described as the night sky. So you can imagine it with sparkles in it. There is blue goldstone, which I don't have here right now, but it was hard to see the goldstone anyway. So this is red goldstone, and blue would be similar, but have the sparkles, and it looks like the night sky. It's a beautiful stone. Lapis lazuli, blue goldstone, blue tiger's eye. These are all good for the third eye. So the third eye is where we communicate with our spirit guides, and we can see into the future. So your third eye is where you're connecting with the other side of the veil, and where you're connecting with things that are unseen, but live side by side with us. And people try to differentiate between the third eye and the crown and what you're picking up where. But for our intents and purposes, I don't want to make it so difficult. That discernment comes with practice. And the third eye, when it's open, oftentimes you'll have vivid dreams. You'll remember your dreams. You will have lucid dreams where you can control your dream. You will have prophetic dreams, or you'll have precognition. All of that comes from the third eye. Your third eye is also part of your intuition, and the third eye works with the solar plexus. So the third eye works with the solar plexus so that you get that gut feeling. When you get that gut feeling, then you know that, you know, something isn't right. That's your intuition. And some people get it like, boom, right in the forehead, like literally. So that's another class. So that is the third eye. Another good stone for the third eye is labradorite. And labradorite, if you can see that, it sparkles all those different colors. So this, you can see blues and reds and golds in it. Labradorite helps you see further or see more deeply into things. It's also good for helping you to have self-confidence and helping you to have faith in what you're seeing. As we mentioned before, Nu'umite is also very good for the third eye. It's very protective, and it allows you again to see more deeply into things. This is a wand, and that has all your chakra system there. The red you can't see as well. There you go. So red, orange, yellow, green, which should be green and pink. That should be blue. I don't know why it's white. And then you have the dark blue and the purple. So you have masculine and you have feminine, so that the wand is balanced. And that's the chakra system there. Okay, now for the biggie. Now it's time for the crown. So the highest vibration is the crown. So when we get to the crown chakra is called the thousand petaled lotus. And what that is, at its bottom, it is violet, which is a bluey purple. It's bright. And then it goes to white, and then it goes to gold. The best stone for opening up and protecting your crown is Amethyst. Amethyst is known as the stone of meditation because it helps raise your vibration. It helps you to be calm. It's also known as the stone of sobriety because it helps you combat physical urges. So that is amethyst. Amethyst also will cleanse any stones around it. A lot of people will have a big piece of amethyst like this, and they'll set their stones on it so that their stones are constantly being cleansed. Another one is, this is purple fluorite. Isn't that beautiful? I don't have much fluorite that's raw, but this is one of the pieces I just had to, you know. So beautiful and so unusual, the purple fluorite. That is also good for now. Let's see if you could see this. You see that? This is purple fluorite also. Up close, it looks like it's black, but it's actually, look at that. It's so dark, such a dark purple. It's gorgeous. Love my purple fluorite. So fluorite has a very soothing energy to it, and the energy is very it's very healing. It's very open, expansive is a good word for it. I just want to make sure that we're in frame here. So when we're taking in energy, the crown is what connects us with the universe. So that's our higher selves. That's our past lives. That's our connection directly to source. That is our connection to the angels. This is very high vibe. So when the crown is not open properly, we can have headaches. It can cause short-sightedness. It can cause all kinds of issues because we're not really in the flow. When the crown is closed, it's almost impossible to be in the flow, because in order to be in the flow, you have to have openness within you so that things can flow through you. And you can, it's like being in a river. You want to be on top of the current so that it takes you along and you allow it to move you along. But you want to have a rudder so that you don't go over the falls or into rocks and things like that. So it's a little bit of both. That's for another class. Anyway, so these are your different stones for the chakra system. Now, talked about fluorite and how amazing fluorite is. We talked about tourmaline, and tourmaline's pretty cool too because it comes so many different colors. Now let's talk about my favorite stone, calcite. Calcite comes in a variety of colors, shapes, sizes. I love this one. This looks like a piece of meat to me. It's so pretty. So this is pink calcite, and you can see it's got little crystals on the top. And that is a beautiful piece of pink calcite. Here's a piece of tumbled pink calcite. When calcite is just kind of, like I used to buy it in like little chunks, and when it would be, it reminds me of candy, like the way it looks reminds me of this old fashioned candy. This is green calcite. If you get visited by aliens and transported out of your house, green calcite will help to stop that from happening. Just so you know. So with the calcite too, you could see the different colors in there. There's blue, some blue up here, and then we end in green on this side. You see the black and the brown. You might be able to see a little bit of white. You see how that's blue and this is green? So you have a lot of different colors. You have yellow. You have orange. You have optical calcite. So it's beautiful. Look at that. Optical calcite. Then you also have things like golden calcite. This is my absolute favorite. And then you also have honey calcite, which is very soothing, excellent for healing and for use with anybody who has any type of anxiety and that type of thing. Working with your calcites, especially with the honey calcite, is very soothing and is very helpful. I am not a doctor. I have to keep saying that I am not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. I'm just saying these are things that I found useful for myself and for my clients. And then this is red calcite. And then we have clear calcite here. We have black. We have, again, the red. We have kind of like a purple color. And with calcites, you'll find all different kinds of stones also around and inside the calcite, like hematite may grow with calcite. You might find the tourmaline in calcite. There's also nifty little thing in Hawaii on Diamond Head. There is a type of calcite that is only found there on that mountain or volcano. I guess it's a dead volcano, but it's a volcano nonetheless. So calcite, when we use it, you can either use it per its color. Like if I wanted to put the blue calcite on my throat and work with my throat, it will do that. But while it's doing that, it also aligns all the other chakras. So it aligns the chakras so that the energy can flow the way it needs to flow. Calcite has an energetic disposition to it, where if it's compressed, like if you put a lot of weight and compress it, electric shocks come out of it, which is really, really neat. All these little things about the stones you don't need to know, but I find them fascinating. I'm sorry. So calcite is a good stone to use. Whatever color tickles your fancy or catches your eye or you think is useful to you, that is the color you need and that is the color you pick up. Or you can get things like this. This came from Colorado. This, I think, came from, I want to say, Vermont. And where they have a mixture of different colors and types of calcite in them. So, do we have, I try to hide that, but it didn't work. That thing falls off all the time. Do we have any questions right now? It doesn't have to, it should pertain to the chakra system or gemstones. Is there a use for quartz crystal? Quartz crystal you can use for everything. So quartz comes in a variety, and citrine is quartz, amethyst is quartz, rose quartz, cherry quartz, strawberry quartz. You have all different varieties of quartz. And quartz is the base of a lot of stones. So quartz, whether you have a quartz like this, that's cherry quartz that has inclusions. See how there's all kinds of interesting stuff going on in there. And you see some of it is clear, but other of it is red. Whether you have something like that, or you have clear quartz. What did I do with the other one? I am looking. I have a lot of quartz. Because quartz can be programmed to do anything. You can program quartz to do anything. So if you wanted to just use different quartz crystals, if you wanted to just use two quartz crystals, one at the feet and one at the head, you could do that. You could use one crystal on the solar plexus. Quartz is excellent for amplifying, for direction. Feminine quartz is best suited for healing, for soothing. They can both do a lot of the same things, but the energy is a little more intense with the masculine than with the feminine. And this is not a feminine quartz. What did I do with my feminine quartz? I showed you guys. Oh, here it is. So you see how this is smoky and this is clear. So they're both considered clear quartz crystal, But this is masculine, this is feminine. So most people don't realize that there is a difference, but energetically, there is a difference. But clear quartz can be used for almost anything. And a lot of stones have quartz as their basis. So that's where you start from. Okay. Any other questions? Do you go to holistic stores, mining stores to find the stones? How do you stay away from tourist destinations? Some of the tourist trap stores, though, actually have some nice stuff. So I like to go to, I always check out any stores that are in the area. I, a lot of times, will buy my specimens at science stores, or like sometimes they have them at museums. You can find individuals who are actually gemologists and going to gem shows. Because I prefer, I really like and enjoy stuff that is not tumbled. I enjoy tumbled also, but I like raw stones. You know, something like this, you're not going to find in too many places. This is from Maine. So if you have any kind of a resource where you can go to somebody who actually digs the stones up themselves or is very knowledgeable about them, because one of the things that I find is that so many stores, when you go in, the people there really don't know what they're talking about, and they'll go on Amazon and shop on Amazon to buy stones, and they might get something that is not what they ordered, and they will have no idea. So you really need to educate yourself before you go. What is most important, though, is when you hold the stone in your hand, like this is called Gaia stone. It is blue-green obsidian. It is from Mount St. Helens. It's the only earth, the only volcano that ever produced this color. So obsidian comes in a lot of different colors too. And that's a very powerful stone because it comes right from Mother Earth. It is lava glass. So when you find things like this, it's holding it in your hand, getting to really get a sense of it, really feeling it, and allowing yourself to feel whether or not the stone has the right energy, because that's what's going to be important. Price-wise, it's going to be important that you know what you're looking for. Like, real malachite is expensive, but the fake stuff is really inexpensive. If you're just going for looks, the fake stuff doesn't make any difference. If you're going for vibration and you really want to make changes, you want real malachite. So doing that. Now, tourist traps, I've been in one or two tourist traps that actually had some really nice stuff because they were right near the mines, or they were right near where the primary source of the stone or shell or whatever was. And so you really just have to shop around and look. I do find that if you go in and there is a box of stuff that they're going to throw away that they think is junk, look at that. I have found my best and favorite stones in the throwaway pile, because oftentimes they're not going to feel the energy of the stone, and you are. And that's what you want to do, is you want something that really vibrates to you. Even if you don't know what the stone is. My first female quartz, I got that way. It was, they were throwing them away. Well, they're not clear. They look stupid. They look ugly. And I'm like, I'll take them. And they were beautiful. So that's what you need to do, is figure out what really works for you. So before we go, like I do with most of my lessons, what I want to do is show you how to clear and program, bless your stones. So clear, bless, and program your stones. The way I like to do it is I like to hold them in my hand, but if you can't hold them in your hand, you could just put your hands over them or direct energy to them. Anyone who's familiar with Reiki or does any kind of energy work will know that that you can do it this way. You don't have to be touching it, and you can feel it. So I'm just going to do them all since I haven't been playing with them too much lately. So I'm going to take a deep breath and relax. And again, and relax. Imagine white light energy in the form of a ball above your head. It looks like the sun. From it emanates shafts of energy that enter you through the top of your head and fill you with its essence. Feel this energy as it fills every cell, every space, every atom. From your toes to above your head, see yourself as glowing from within. Feel this energy as it emits from you and around you into your aura. And we focus this white light energy now into our stones, and we see them glow. And we say, I bless these stones into the service of my soul, and I program them for my highest and greatest good. Amen. Now, you can program a stone for a specific purpose. Like I often program this for focus. And you could say, I bless this into the service of my soul, into the service of God, into the service of the Lord, into the service of the Christ, in the service of whatever entity or deity you worship or whatever you call it. It works no matter. Another way is just to gently wash them under lukewarm water, just gently have the water come over them. Again, you have to know which stones cannot get wet like this. Your sodalite will be okay as long as you don't leave it immersed in water. Otherwise, it's going to disintegrate, or at least pieces of it are. Same thing with lapis lazuli. Although this is a harder stone because it has more in it, it too will not do well if it's in water for too long. Then you have other stones like opals that require water, that want moisture around them. Otherwise, they will start to crack and crumble, especially different types of opals. But that's another show. So if that is it, again, my name is Psychic Intuitive Geraldine St. Joseph. I am on Meetup at Mystery Mystics and Metaphysics. I confused myself. And I am also at my website, geraldinestjoseph.com. Come and join us on April 15th, 2023 at Heart Space, which is part of Seven Stones Gallery. And that is in Media, PA. If you can't join us live, then come in through Zoom. The class will also be recorded. We go much deeper into our chakra systems, and we will do a full chakra healing. I hope to see you there. Right now, this is Geraldine signing out. Mahalo.